Lincoln. Mercury. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Your Lincoln Mercury dealer presents the nationally syndicated columnist of the New York Daily News, Ed Sullivan, and his toast of the town, named America's number one TV variety show.
Thank you very, very much. We're going to open our Lincoln Mercury show tonight with a most astounding, I was just telling our audience about, and I'm going to tell the audience at home, because the most astounding sports aggregation ever assembled, they've been underway for 26 years, are the Harlem Globetrotters. Now, they came into New York. I've always wanted to get them on our show. They're in today to play a doubleheader. They won the first half of the doubleheader today at the Garden. Complete sellout. They go back immediately after our show to the Garden and play the other half of another sellout. So here's a combination that goes through the country and the world, playing to complete sellouts. And all over Europe, they've traveled in every country. I suppose America's never had such a wonderful group of ambassadors of goodwill, because they represent American democracy really at its best. They're great athletes, and they're all great gentlemen. So, ladies and gentlemen, here are the Fabulous. They're managed and owned by Abe Saperstein. Here are the Fabulous Harlem Globetrotters. So let's bring it out. Magic from the Harlem Globetrotters, and I was watching while they were on here. The first fellow came out was Captain Haynes, supposed to be the greatest dribbler in pro ball. He was the one who gave that demonstration of dribbling away from an opponent. And while I was watching the audience while I was going on, and there was one group out there that was particularly interested in the ball magic and the ball handling, because out in our audience, here on the stage, we had one of the great all-time combinations, but out in the audience, we have another one. I'd like you to meet the team that not only won the conference title, the Big Ten conference title, but went on to win the championship of the nation. I'm going to call on these five guys, the five starting players of the University of Indiana. Will you fellas stand up there? This is the starting team of University of Indiana's national championship team. Just stand right up at your seat. There they are. Sitting right in front of them, would you keep that camera right out there, because sitting right in front of them is a former Indiana star who was an All-American when he was in Indiana, played on a conference championship team, and over a course of the past 11 years, seven times, Indiana teams have run second. And this year, this team, coached by Branch McCracken, won. I'd like you to meet one of the great coaches of American college basketball, and one of the great sportsmen. The type of coach that represents the type of coach you'd like to have your son go to. Here is Branch McCracken, the University of Indiana coach from Bloomington. Stand up there, champ. For the 10th anniversary salute of four or two Rodgers and Hammerstein, I'll tell you about a book I was reading about last night. The Law of Economics. And the Law of Economics, briefly stated, is when supply is up, prices are down. And that figures. You know, it's funny how many people try to relive the past and they talk about the good old days. Well, to show you just how things were in those days, we're going to take you out to a country road, dark at night, way back in the early 1900s. Yeah, you think driving is fun? Well, look at me. A whole car full of these skyrockets and no matches. And that's right, I said skyrockets. And since I'm out of matches, that means I'm stopped for the night. And why? Well, because according to the rules of the road in certain places, and I quote, automobiles traveling at night must send up a rocket every mile. Then wait 10 minutes for the road to clear. Yeah, some fun. I'd say modern living is much more prevalent. Tonight we're going to pay tribute to Dick Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein on the 10th anniversary of their first successful collaboration, which was Oklahoma. Now, the reason we're getting a particular kick out of this is on the very first show we ever had, back in June of 1948, on our stage, as our guest stars that night, were Dick Rogers and Oscar Hammerstein. So they've always been sort of the good luck charms of Toast to the Town. They've always been most gracious toward us. They've always been tremendously interested in television, unlike a lot of producers who thought it was a passing fancy. So tonight here on our stage, we're going to call out this salute to Dick and Oscar and everybody who's ever been connected with them in their hit shows. Now, phrasing the salute tonight, articulating the salute, are two great metropolitan opera stars. One is Rhys Stevens, one is the brilliant young Italian star Mario Delmonico. So here is a salute to Rogers and Hammerstein. Primo!
Yeah. King and I. And tonight, we're going to recall that. I'm going to ask Jerry Shaw to let me have the film the night that Gertrude Lawrence appeared with Dick Rogers and Oscar Hammerstein.
Your friend.